You allow for us to come into your presence at all times through thy name.
主啊，我们如今又到你面前来仰望你。
Therefore, Lord, we come into your presence once again to look upon you.
一面我们求你显明你的同在。
On the one hand, we ask that you will manifest your presence with us.
一面我们求告你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
At the same time, we call upon your name to grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫你宝座上的心意和我们在地上这些仰望等候你的人的心思可以连到一起。
So that your heart, which is on your throne, can be connected with us on earth when we wait upon you.
谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
你借着从前用着你所用的人所说的话今天向我们再说一遍。
In the past, you have used your spoken word through those of your vessels, those your mouthpiece that you would speak once again to us this evening.
把你里面的感觉在我们的里面更新又更新。
So that the heart, your desire would renew us again and again.
我们感谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你是引领我们行走前面的路的。
Because you're the one who leads us on our path ahead.
要叫我们按照你的心意进到完全的地步来等候迎接你的自己。
And you desire for us to be complete when we await for you to meet you face to face.
昨晚上你向我们说话。
Lord, this evening, speak unto us.
我们在你面前等候你。
And we await for you in your presence.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
我们这样祷告仰望是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，今天晚上我们要从二十篇看到22篇。
We thank the Lord. This evening we'll look from Psalm 20 to Psalm 22.
本来我想一直看到23。
Originally, I thought that we would look through Psalm 23.
因为二十三篇是总结了这个二十篇到二十二。
That is because Psalm 23 will be the summary of Psalms 20 to 22.
但是我安排起来的时候，我就担心二十到二十二，我们时间恐怕是。要抓得很紧。
But as I was preparing and organizing, I believe the time we will spend from 20 to 22 might be very tight.
因为这三篇的诗篇
That is because in these three Psalms,
从表面上的文字看来好像到就是大卫的一个祷告。
That is on the surface of the letter of these words, it seems as if they're prayers of David.
但是如果你细心地看下去
But when we read very carefully,
他不是大卫在那里说他自己所要的话。
It is not the words of David speaking of himself.
他在这里是仍然是借着他所经历过的事情被引导带领说出预言里的神的儿子。
That is through David's own experience, he is led by the Spirit to prophesy and to speak of God's own Son.
因为在你读到里面去的时候
And that is because when we read into these words,
你留心的话
when we take note,
你就不没办法不留意到你说这个祷告这个仰望是大卫为着自己来仰望等候呢还是他祷告的里面是把神启示的经意发表出来呢
That is because when we look at the substance of David's words here, whether it's his prayer, his request, is he waiting upon the Lord for himself?
尤其是这里面的字句表面看来好像是大卫的经历。
Or by the essence that is brought out by the Spirit from the Lord, on the surface it seems as it is David's own experience.
但是你细细的去看
But when we read very carefully,
大卫的经历 排不到那么高。
We can take note that David's own experience is not at such a high level.
并且你还要留意到，就大卫在这几篇诗篇里，他说的是他自己的话，还是他被感动而说出神要说他的话？
That is when we see of David's words here, do we feel it is David's own words about himself, or he is moved of God to speak with the words?
特别要留意的一部分。
Which God desires for him to speak, that is a point we must take careful note of.
如果弟兄姊妹稍微留意的话，这几篇一直在往前去的，是说到关乎基督的诗篇。
If we take note, brothers and sisters, these few psalms and moving ahead, we are able to see these several psalms speaks of Christ himself.
所以刚才我说，大卫不是在那里诉说他自己的经历。
Therefore, I've mentioned that here David's words is not speaking of his own experience.
大卫的经历是好多的困扰。
Yes, there are much of David's experience that is in adversity.
但是没有困扰到这几篇里边所说的那种光景。
Yet the adversity which David faced is not to the degree that is mentioned in these several psalms.
那我们看下去的时候，弟兄姊妹你就注意到了。
So when we read on, brothers and sisters, you can take note of that point.
那我们从二十篇先开始。
So we'll begin with Psalm 20.
弟兄姊妹常常该记得，这是在诗篇里的大卫的诗篇。绝大部分是他做到王位以后所写的。
Now, brothers and sisters, again, take note of the fact many of the psalms attributed to David, a psalm of David, are psalms which he wrote after he was on the throne.
所以我们从其中，如果不留意的话，我们就以为大卫在那里诉说我过去怎么怎么样，现在神把我放在一个什么样。
Therefore, if we do not take note of that point, it was written after he was on the throne, we would very naturally thinking this is David's account of his experience, how the Lord has led him through these experiences.
因为我们不留心的话呢，我们不容易把祷告里面所提到的主角是谁产生一些混乱。
Therefore, if we are not careful, then in these Psalms, the prayers of David, we would lose focus on who the main character David is speaking of, and we'll be confused.
20章一开始,
at the beginning of Psalm 20,
弟兄姊妹, 你注意第一节,
take note of verse 1, brothers and
sisters. 愿耶和华在你遭难的日子应允你。
The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble.
愿名为雅各的神的高举你。
The name of the God of Jacob defend thee.
愿他从圣所救助你，从锡安坚固你，纪念你的一切贡献，悦纳你的燔祭。
Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice.
将你心所愿的赐给你，成就你的一切筹算。
Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel.
弟兄姊妹，当你读到这一小段话的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we read these verses,
你要留意两件事。
We have to take note of two things.
是大卫的祷告。
Yes, it is the prayer of David.
但是他为谁祷告？
But who is he praying regarding?
为他自己祷告。
Is he praying for himself?
还是为别人祷告呢？
Or is he praying on behalf of another?
如果他是为着别人祷告的时候，
If he is praying on behalf of another,
那这个别人又是谁呢？
Then the question is, who is this other person?
那弟兄姊妹们，当你一看上去，看进去的时候，你就看到这里面有好，有好些的那个事情是叫我们弄不清楚的。
Then, brothers and sisters, when we look into it and have such thoughts, then there are many things that we would have questions about.
那如果他是为自己祷告，
For if David was praying regarding himself,
他是为自己的过去感谢主呢，还是为着前面的日子仰望主呢？
Is he giving thanks for his past, or is he looking upon the Lord, waiting upon him for his future?
你细细一看的时候，两样都不是。
When we look very carefully, we discover it is neither.
那这个就 给我们注意到啊，他究竟为谁祷告。
And then the focus, we would take notice, who in fact is David praying on behalf of?
他祷告里头要发表的是究竟是谁的事情呢？
In the prayer request of David, who is he manifesting or expressing?
那弟兄姊妹你注意了，头一句。
Take note, brothers and sisters, the first verse.
愿耶和华在你遭难的日子应允你。
The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble.
这个你是谁？
Who is this in the day of your trouble, you?
是大卫说自己吗？
Is it David speaking of himself?
肯定的不是。
For sure it is not.
如果不是他说自己。
If David is not speaking regarding himself,
那这个你是谁呢？
Who is this you he is referring to?
你说说以后接续他做王的众子孙。
Now perhaps you say it is his offsprings that are to be on the throne after him.
显然就不像。
Apparently that it doesn't seem to fit here.
这个好像是大卫在他写这个诗篇作为一个祷告在神面前 的时候，他里头有一个对象。
As David was writing this particular psalm as a prayer, he has one who he has in mind, his audience.
他是像那是好像是为着那一个对象来祷告。
It is seemingly that he is praying according to that subject.
所以说到是耶和华在你遭难的日子。
Therefore, he prays that in the day of your trouble,
应允你。
That the Lord will hear you.
那显然他好像看见一个人落在难处里。
Apparently, it seems to illustrate for us, he sees someone who is in trouble.
那他就里面有个感觉说，我要为着他来仰望神。
Now, within him, he has this feeling that for this person, for this one, I have to look unto God.
那弟兄姊妹，如果不是我们一直往下去看呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, so we continue to read forward.
光是第一句话就把我们的心思搞得迷迷乱乱。
Now, even the first verse here will confuse us much.
因为接下去那一句呢？
Because if we read on,
仍然把这一个主角跟当中两个主角了，你就是说是搞得。不清不楚。
Then we would continue to read in this same line of thought, then we are very confused on who the main focus, main character is.
听祷告的那个是耶和华，没有问题。
We have no issue with the one who hears the prayer, it is the Lord God.
但是在神面前被提起来仰望神的恩典、拯救和怜悯的那个究竟是谁？
But who is the one that is being requested in prayer to remember this one who is longing for the mercy and salvation of God?
我们的错觉里头以为肯定是大卫自己。
And perhaps in our misconception, we say this is for David himself.
但是你看多一两次，你就发觉绝不可能是大卫自己。
But when we read it again a few times, we feel this is not regarding David himself.
那个句子是谁的？
Who is this one speaking of?
就值得我们去注意了。
Now that is worthy for us to take note of.
肯定一件事。
For sure of one thing.
这里有一个人。
Here there is this person.
大卫为着他向神有仰望。
And David is praying on behalf of this one.
那么这个人是谁的？
Now who is this person?
从下文你可以看到有点东西。
When we read on, we can have some hints of who he is.
我们肯定了，这个人不是大卫自己，那是谁？
We're sure it is not David himself.
那我们必须要注意第二句。
Then we take note of verse 2.
愿名为雅各的神高举你吧。
Now, the second sentence says, the name of the God of Jacob defend thee.
这个人就跟雅各发生一个很深的关系了。
This person then have a deep connection with Jacob.
雅各的神。
The God of Jacob.
那弟兄姊妹注意了。
Take note, brothers and sisters.
在旧约圣经里边提到雅各的神这样的一个名字次数也不少。
There is many occurrence of this term when it refers to the God of Jacob.
但是我们才发觉，大多数一提到这样的事的时候，总是连着亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的。
But we also take note many times when this phrase is used, it is in connection with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
现在不是不提亚伯拉罕，也不提以撒。
But here it does not mention either Abraham or Isaac.
就是点着雅各来说。
But only pointedly says the God of Jacob.
你就知道一件事。
Then, brothers and sisters, you realize.
这一个事实的里头所包括的那个范围就好大了。
In this term that is included in this term, the boundary is very broad.
不是雅各的。自己一个人在里头。
It is not only speaking of Jacob himself that is included here.
用通俗明白的话来说是包括整个以色列都放在神的眼中。
To use terms that's easy for us to understand, this includes all of the nation of Israel.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就知道了。
Then, brothers and sisters, you know,
提到一个人。
There is this person mentioned.
他在神的面前需要神给他更大、更明显、更清楚的拯救。
Now there is this person mentioned here that needs a very clear and very evident deliverance of God.
那这个人是谁呢？
And who is this one?
因为你往下看，你就看到这个人不是一般人。
When we read on, we realize this is not a very common person.
他在神的面前所蒙的一些纪念。和他在神面前所做的很有关联。
All that he has remembered in the presence of God is greatly connected with all his actions before God.
因为接下去的话就讲，神拯救你。
Because it says that the Lord will deliver you.
但是在哪里拯救你呢？
And now where does he send you help?
在他的圣所里头拯救你。
He sends you help from his sanctuary.
就换一句话来说。
In other words,
在神在地上的住处拯救你。
That is from his earthly habitation, God will send you help to deliver you.
说得再清楚一点。
To be even more clear.
是神在人面前与神同在的地方。
It is God's presence on earth, his presence with man.
神就拯救你。
And there he shall deliver you.
并且呢
？And
在锡安坚固你。
He will strengthen you out of Zion.
那也就是说
In other words,
跟上文连上来你看的反正就是神所在的地方神所住的地方神给你一个完全的拯救。
When we connect this together, in other words, it is where the habitation of God is, where he dwelleth, he will there give you his complete deliverance.
并且拯救他到一个什么的地步呢？
And how is that deliverance delivered to this one?
为什么你留意第四节？
We pay attention.
将你心所愿的赐给你，成就你一切的筹算。
It is in verse 4, to this degree is the deliverance that he will grant you according to your own heart and fulfill all your counsel.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意到 这里所说的事的时候，
Take note of the matter here.
你说这说您会想到这没有什么了不起啊。
Perhaps you think what's so great about this verse here.
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament,
人要寻求神就到 圣殿里面去。
When man needs to seek before God, they go to the temple.
接着献祭和神的交通建立起来。
Through sacrifice, they will unite in fellowship with God.
所有的神的百姓都是按照这个方法来到面前支取恩典。
And this is the way all the people of God come to appropriate of God's grace.
但是弟兄姊妹你留意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
你读上去的时候你就看到。
When we read on, you will see.
这个人蒙怜悯。
This one receives mercy.
是因着他在神的面前所在向神有许多的贡献并且也是时刻的是带着燔祭而活在神的面前。
That is, this one is remembered of God because God remembers all his offerings and accepts his burnt offering constantly, which he brings before God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读这几句话。
Brothers and sisters, when we read these verses,
我们敢肯定一件事。
We can be sure of one thing.
这个人一定不是我们。
This person, obviously not speaking of our condition, us.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们没有活得那么完整在神的。
That is because we ourselves do not live in this condition of the complete mercy of God in this way.
你说呢，这个是谁呢？
Then we question, who is this one?
不是我们。
It is not us.
当然也不是以色列民。
Of course, not Israel nation.
但是除了我们，就是教会和里边的弟兄姊妹。
That is besides us, which is the church as brothers and sisters.
和以色列的百姓，这些是和神。有关系上的连接的以外，还有谁有这样的资格？
Or if not the people of God, Israel, who are connected with relationship with God, then who is qualified to be mentioned in this way?
没有。
No.
既然没有。
If none other.
这里就跑出一，就有一个人摆了出来。
Then there is one who is presented here.
大卫指着他在神面前仰望。
And David is speaking of him to seek after God.
仰望的事情呢？
And the matter he is petitioning to God.
是连接到神心里头最悦纳的心事。
It is connected with what is most acceptable in God's heart.
那这个是谁呢？
And who is this one?
如果我们不再往上面去看，
If we do not read on,
我们不大容易确定这个是谁。
It is not easy for us to confirm who this one is.
如果你往上去看的时候，
If we read on,
你看到一切了。
Yeah, you will see it all clearly.
第四节那里就说，
verse 4 says,
将你心所愿的赐给你，成就一切。成就你的一切筹算，我们要因你的救恩夸胜，要奉我们神的名树立旌旗，愿耶和华成就你一切所求的。
That the Lord God will grant you according to your own heart and fulfill all your counsel. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all your petitions.
那在这里你只好像看到，那也可以说是我们一平常一般性的祷告里头都会这样祈求。
Now when we just read these verses, perhaps we say in general we would pray according in like manner.
从文字上来看也实在是这样。
From the surface of the word, that is indeed the condition.
但是如果你再看深一点，
But when we read into it deeper,
你就碰到不是那么简单。
We'll discover it is not that simple at all.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神在那里所应许他的是将你心所愿的赐给你，成就你的一切筹算，我们要因你的救恩夸胜，要奉我们神的名树立旌旗，愿耶和华成就你一切所求的。弟兄姊妹们，你说这个是谁？
Brothers and sisters, when we see what is promise of God to grant him according to his own heart and fulfill all his counsel, we will rejoice in his salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all his petitions. Who is this speaking of?
如果从上面来看，就是神对着一个单独的人。
If we read from the text previous, we say it is speaking of one individual.
在这个人在神面前所做的一切，也是神对着单独的一个人。
And all that he have done in God's presence, it is also based on one individual.
但是你留意到那个结果。
But if you take note of the result,
那结果是什么呢？
What is the result?
我们。
Us, our.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我因为一说到神所做的事情发生在人这面的时候，就不是只是在一个特别的人的身上显出来。
That is because when we speak of the matters that is completed by God, it is not manifested on any one specific unique individual.
是在一个群体的里头。 显出来。
But it is manifested in a corporate body.
那你就很，你就很，如果你不知道神的作为。
If we are not aware of the work of God, then that is where we are confused. This prayer of David, in fact, what is he praying regarding? But we thank the Lord. If we read on and we are careful in our reading, gradually we'll discover the focus, the central thought, the theme is highlighted.
而这个中心点不是单单为了二十篇。
And this central thought is not only here in Psalm 20.
可以说一直延伸到二十五篇。
We can put it this way.
24篇。
It all goes all the way through to Psalm 24.
都是在那里说那一个人。
It is all speaking of that one person.
那个很特殊的人。
And that very special person.
那个特殊的人，你单单来看，是他在神面前的所事或所做。
If we solely look upon that one individual, it's who he is and what he has done.
但是你看到他的所事跟所做的时候，
But when we look into who he is and what he has done,
你就看不仅是看见他单独的一个人。
Not only do we see him alone,
因为他就在他这个人的里面就包括了许许多多的人。
That is because included with him, in him, includes many, many others.
所以你就看到从那个名词上面来看。
So just from the noun, the term itself.
神。
God.
你。
You.
这一个人。
This one that is speaking of you.
然后就是一大群人。
And then it leads to many, this multitude.
这是什么？
What is that?
怎么会有这样的事？
How can this happen?
如果在旧约，
If in the Old Testament,
我们可以了解，
We can understand.
那是指着神和以色列。
That is speaking of God and Israel.
但是不止。
But not only that.
因为在这里所说的。
But because here what is mentioned.
越过神和以色列。
It surpasses that scope of God and Israel.
当那个话语一颠到我们这一大群人的时候，
And when those words include us, the multitude,
就完全越过以色列跟神的那一个关系。
It completely surpasses the relationship between God and Israel.
是包括什么呢？
Who does that include?
教会也包括在里头。
The church is included.
一直到主降临到地上以前，所有寻求神的人都给包括在里边。
Even until the Lord descends on earth again, and all those who seek after him are included in this broad scope.
我们怎么来领会这件事呢？
Now, how do we come to understand this point?
现在注意了。
Take note then.
那个最关键的那个事情在这里点出来。
And it is very crucial that is pointed out here.
因着经历了这许许多多的拯救。
Because we have experienced much of such deliverance.
现在第六节，大卫在那里宣告一件事。
So here in verse 6, David makes this declaration.
现在我知道耶和华救护他的受膏者。
Now know I that the Lord saves his anointed.
必从他的他圣天上应允他，用右手的能力救护他。
He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到一个是什么？这里一个是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what do we see here?
就清清楚楚的点名。
Very.
那一个在大卫这一个交通里面所摆出的那个。神和谁?
Very clearly, it points out the subject of David's prayer, God and this one.
这一个是谁呢?
And who is this one?
那现在这里你看到。
So here we can see.
神的受膏者。
His God's anointed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一点到神的 受膏者的时候
，When it speaks of God's anointed，
我们都知道
，We all know
这一个虽然受膏者在地上可以有许多的有相当大的范围。
Even though the anointed one of God on earth is a very broad scope，
但是在这样的一种光景底下所提到的受膏者。
But the anointed mentioned in such a condition
是说到那这个受膏者是一个人。
It speaks of the fact that this anointed is one specific individual.
但是他所做的事情是包括万有在里头。
But all that he has completed includes all, everything in him.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为你看到这一件事情的时候
Because when we see this matter,
你就特别留意到一件事。
We can take note especially of one thing.
他说
He says,
我们要因你的救恩夸神。
We will rejoice in your salvation.
要奉我们神的名树立旌旗。
And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners.
然后呢
And then,
他就很清楚地说
Very clearly he says,
我知道耶和华救护他的受膏者。
Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed.
必从天上圣天上应允他
And God must hear him from his holy heaven
用右手的能力救护他
And with the saving strength of his right hand
大弟兄姊妹你就注意了
Take note brothers and sisters
说出神的拯救显出来拯救挽回
When it speaks of the salvation and the atonement of God's anointed,
一提到这一件事情
when this is mentioned,
就提到为什么神要护卫他的受膏者。
God says why God will protect, save his holy, his anointed.
那感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为神在这里就指出一个非常严肃的事
Because here God points forth a very solemn matter
说到人在地上遇到难处的时候
That is when man on earth encounter hardship
他一定是凭自己的力量去应付一切的难处
They will by their own strength come to face all the difficulty
那是人所能用的力量说得清清楚一点，一般来说，就是人所能动用的武力了。
That is, with all of man's might or strength, we are able to muster, in other words, all our weapons.
但是大卫这个祷告在这里说的真有意思。
But here, David's prayer is very meaningful.
因为你从外面来看的时候
，Because externally looking,
他已经做完了。
He is already on the throne.
他要是调动人力的话，他有整国的力量。任他去调度。
If he wants to muster his army, he has the entire nation at his disposal.
但是他在这里一说到神要拯救他的受膏者。
But here when he speaks of God delivering, saving his anointed.
怎么拯救法呢
？How is he delivered?
很有意思。
It's very meaningful.
有人靠车。
Some trust in chariot.
第七节。
Verse 7.
有人靠马。
And some in horses.
但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名
But we will remember the name of our Lord, our God.
我们感谢我们的主
We praise and thank our Lord.
当我们这样一提到神的名的时候
When we remember and mention the name of the Lord.
围绕你的人对付你的人他们有车有马
Those who surround you who are against you they have chariots and horses.
但是你跟他应战的时候呢
But when you face them,
是不是又是用车用马来对抗呢
Do you resist and also face them with chariots and horses?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
约翰在大卫在这里就指出一个事实了。
David here points out this fact.
人可以依靠他们所有的。
Man can rely on all that they have.
但是他自己很清楚知道。 我要仰望的是我的神。
But David himself knows very clearly, the one whom I will look to is my Lord, my God.
这个事情对大卫本身来说，他有亲身的经历。
Now, as far as David's concerned, he personally have experienced it.
虽然在地位上他不能称为受膏者。
Even though position-wise, he cannot be considered the anointed here.
但是在以色列的，在神面前蒙拣选的，那一个事实来说，他是以色列的首领 的王，那当然神纪念他。
But of course, in God's arrangement, God's plan for Israel, he is anointed as king, as the leader of Israel, and so therefore God remembers David.
但是很大卫一生里面经历好多好多这样的事情。
In all of David's life, he has experienced much, much of such experiences.
但是留给我们的印象最深的呢？
But what is the deepest impression for us of David's experience?
是他跟哥利亚的那一次的对抗。
And that is when he opposed, faced Goliath.
他拿这五块石头。
He had with him five smooth stones, pebbles.
一个扔石头的绳子。
And he had with him his sling.
他就迎着那个巨人去了。
And there he went toward the giant.
结果就把那个巨人制服下来。
And as a result, he conquered, defeated the giant.
那这里的话说得蛮清楚。
Now, as here, it is very clear.
有人靠车。
And some trust in chariots.
有人靠马。
And others in horses.
但是我们要提到耶和华我们神的。
But we will remember the name of the Lord, our God.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那这个就不单是大卫一个人所经历到的事。
And so here is not only the experience of David himself.
因为在这里的那一个主词就从我你变成我们了。
Because here it is not only I, me, but it has turned to the scope of us, we.
然后他说人要靠车靠马。
Now some, they will trust in chariots and others in horses.
我们是耶和华神的名字。
But as for us, we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We thank the Lord.
当神的名一摆出来的时候。
And when the name of the Lord is placed forth.
一切都在他面前服下来。
And all will have to submit and bow down before him.
而我们这些患难回困的人呢就能站起来。
And we who are surrounded in an affliction, we are able to stand and be risen.
啊，我们感谢主。
Now we thank the Lord.
那现在我们就要注意了。
Then we have to take note.
那二十篇提出这一个问题来。
In Psalm 20, when this issue is brought up,
好像没有很明显的目的。
It seems as if there's no very clear purpose of this psalm.
好像只是在那里说到一些属灵的经历。
It only speaks seemingly of some spiritual experience.
就是属神的人是因着神的名字在各种各样的难处的里头可以蒙拯救。
That is, those who belong unto God because of the name of the Lord God were able to be delivered from our circumstances.
但是你细细看下去呢?
But when we read in careful detail,
好像那个范围没有那么小。
It doesn't seem to be such a narrow scope.
因为那个被拯救的那一个范围呢?
Because those who are delivered
是包括全地。
It includes all the earth.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为留意第八节那个那字句。
If we take note of verse 8.
他们都屈身扑倒。
They are brought down and fallen.
这个他们是什么?
Who are they?
就是靠车靠马的人。
And those who are trusting in chariots and in horses.
靠车靠马的人在那里要风什么扬威。
those who put their trust in chariots and horses, they can be very pompous and they can show off their power.
当我们把神一高举起来,
but when we exalt and remember the name of our Lord,
他们肯定要扑倒,
they all shall be brought down and fallen.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么我们在二十篇的里头就看到一个事实。
So in Psalm 20, we see this fact.
神要一直扶持一个人。
God will continue to sustain this one.
然后就是这一个人
and this one
就扩大那个受拯救的范围到了一个可以说是无限的地步
will expand the scope of his salvation. We can put it this way. It is infinite. It is endless.
因为一说到神的名义摆出来
That is because when we speak that we are putting forth the name of the Lord God.
你听说出那个结果
Then verse 8 tells us the result.
他们都屈身扑倒
Those others will be brought down and fallen.
我们就起来立得正直
But we are risen and stand upright.
那好这个二十篇
Now, this is Psalm 20.
是一个序言,
it is just a prelude.
那么接上去21篇,
if we continue on with Psalm 21,
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
因为是什么呢?
Why?
因为不管我们碰到什么事情,
because regardless of what we encounter,
21篇一开头就已经说出一个事实,
the beginning of Psalm 21 tells us this fact.
神把仰望他的人所等候的神都已经赐给他们了。
Those who look upon God and wait upon Him, God has already granted their petition, their request.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
如果我们真实认识救恩的那个实际的话
If we truly know the reality of salvation,
我们就懂得这里头所说的。
Then we realize what is here.
在救恩里头
In salvation,
我们和神的关系有了一个完全的调整。
Now there is a complete adjustment of our relationship with God.
也是可以说是在救恩的原则里头和神有一个完全连接的关系。
The people of Israel in salvation, we can say they're also completely united with God.
但是我们读这几篇连续读下去的时候
But when we read these several Psalms collectively, we will discover
在神在这里借着大卫的口所说出的救恩不是单单为着以色列
We're able to see the salvation that is expressed here through the mouth of David is not only for Israel
那是为着全地所有的
It is for all those in all the earth
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
当我们留意到这样的事情的时候
So when we take note of this point
你就注意到了
We'll see that
这里说到全地的那个蒙恩的那个依据乃是 第二节
The foundation that we stand that it is inclusive of all the earth is in verse 2
他心里的所愿的你已经赐给他
Thou hast given him his heart's desire
你以美福迎接他把金金的冠冕戴在他头上
For thou preventeth him with the blessings of goodness thou setteth a crown of pure gold on his head
他向你求寿你便赐给他就是日子长久直到永远
He asked life of thee and thou gavest it him even length of days forever and ever
弟兄姊妹没有最末了的那两句就是第四节最末了那两句你都不知道有谁可以有这个资格在神的面前来接受这样的一些的
Now, without the last sentence of verse 4, then we would wonder who is qualified to receive all the salvation, the deliverance, the blessing and mercy of God in this way.
但是当我们一留意到神所赐的那一个拯救、挽回、祝福、救恩
But when we take note of the deliverance, the salvation, the blessing, the restoration of God in this way,
不是只做一些短暂发生的问题。
It is not merely of some temporal things, points here and there.
也不是只做某一个人他一生的问题。
It is not merely speaking of one individual and all the days of their life.
这里所说到的神那个拯救显出来。
But here, when the deliverance of God is manifested,
是直到永远。
It is forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当你一注意到这一个特别的时候
When we take note of this unique point,
你就知道一件事
Then we know one thing.
我放回从前
If I go back here,
我们看到大卫的祷告一直强调一件事，我们仰望神，神的一定拯救。
We see the prayer of David all along is when we look upon the Lord, call upon him, he will surely deliver us.
为什么神要拯救？
And why must God deliver us?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那从21章开始一直到21篇到23篇。
When we look at Psalm 21 to Psalm 23,
借着大卫的这一个诗篇来发表神心里头原来所存的那个意念。
From the Psalms of David, it expressed to us the original thought intent that was always in the heart of God.
因为神这一个意念
Because this thought of God
就引动神在人中间，不管人发生了什么事情，神都负一个责任，要把他们带回神所喜悦的旨意。
That is because of God's own desire, regardless of the circumstances and condition of man, God himself will be responsible to restore and bring man back to his original purpose.
我们常常提起。
Many times we mention.
如果我们要注意神向我们施恩。
If we want to take note of God's grace upon us.
你不能看眼前所经历所发生的那一点点。
We cannot merely focus on our experiences before us, the very little bit of experience.
先回到神的目的里。
But we must return to the purpose of God.
那神的目的是什么？
And what is that purpose of God?
那就牵涉到神造人的时候所宣告的那件事。
That is connected to God's proclamation when he created man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
人的出现。
The man's appearance.
只有一个目的。
There is only one purpose.
虽然这一个事情在地上的人的中间有许许多多的解说和分析。
Even though man can analyze and have different interpretations for the purpose of man,
但是你无论如何
regardless,
你没有办法从人对人对人的存在的解说和分析是说出什么好动听的道理。
Regardless of how moving, how logical man's analyzation and man's viewpoint of the purpose of the meaning of life, of the purpose of man.
但是你总能发觉一件事。
Regardless, we'll discover one thing.
在所有这些解释的里头都没有碰到目的。
In all of their interpretation or reasoning, it does not touch that purpose.
而为什么会发生这个事呢？
And why would that happen?
为什么人会出来？
Why would man appear?
比方说，
For example,
人家最流行的一个人中间的发展，那人就是从猿猴那里头一步一步进化来了。
For example, what is very trendy, or the very trendy thought is man has evolved from apes.
但是为什么要进化呢？
Why is there such an evolution then?
他从猿到了人，那有什么目的在哪里呢？
If that was the thought process, what is the purpose of the evolution from an ape to a man?
没有人说得出。
No one can explain that purpose.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
人的出现，神在那里说清楚。
God himself declares the purpose of his creation of man.
他有个目的在人的身上。
God has his own purpose for man.
他要叫做人的被造，要带出神自己的荣耀。
That is for God himself has created man in order for man to express God's own glory.
也显明神自己的权柄
and also to use man to express God's own authority
来带出一个总的目的
to bring forth this supreme purpose
神是万有的主
that God himself is the Lord of all
他要借着人来显明他是万有的主
it is through man that God desires to manifest the fact that he is the Lord of all
你说这有什么了不起
perhaps then you'll question what is so great about that purpose it is very great
因为 当神实实际际做了全地的主的时候
That is because when the Lord, the God himself is practically as the Lord of all the earth.
你能发现一个问题
You'll discover one thing.
所以在人的历史里面所出现过的无论什么的困扰
That is all the matters in man's history, throughout man's history, regardless of what situation, the trouble.
贫乏也好
Whether it is the lack,
疾病也好,
or it is illness, disease,
战争也好,
or war,
一直在人的中间带出那一个叫人苦恼的事情都停止。
All the things that happen in this earth that will cause man to suffer, all of that will put to an end when the Lord himself is the Lord of all the earth.
而是神自己的荣耀华美丰富完完全全显出来成为人的供应。和人的福祉
That is when God's own glory and His majesty, His beauty, His riches is manifested to be that very sustenance for man.
这个在神造人的时候，他把那个目的说得非常的明显。
And God clearly declares that purpose when He created man.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以进到从二十篇。进到二十一篇的时候
So when we go from Psalm 20 to 21
弟兄姊妹你看得很清楚
Brothers and sisters, you see very clearly here
什么事呢
What issue is that?
那这里头就是要留意了
We have to pay attention
第三节
Verse
3你以美妇迎接他把金金的冠冕戴在他头上他向你求寿你便赐给他就是日子长久直到永远第一个问题
So the first point is For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head He asked life of thee And thou gavest it him even length of days Forever and ever
神高举人
God exalts man
但是不是一下子的高举
But it's not just temporarily
这个高举是一直把人高举到永远
But it is an exaltation God has lifted that man up forever and ever
立刻给我们碰到永远
It brings us into contact with this matter of eternity
那这里最低限度有包括
At the very least then that will include
第一
First
永远是什么
What is this issue of eternity
第二
Secondly
谁能做出这样的事情。
Who is able to do such a thing?
第三。
Thirdly,
什么人可以有条件接受这样的安排?
Who then is qualified to receive such an arrangement?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你在这里所注意到的实实在在说出一件事情。
What we take note of here, in fact, tells us clearly of one thing.
什么事情呢?
What matter is that?
就是神救恩的目的。
That is the purpose of God's salvation.
神救恩的目的乃是要人被神拯救到一个地步完全的与神相似。
The purpose of the salvation of God is to save man, deliver man to a condition where we're completely like God.
神怎么样?
How God is.
人就怎么样?
Man shall be.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就注意。
So brothers and sisters, take note.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他向你求寿你便赐给他。就是日子长久直到永远。第一件事。
The first point, he asked life of thee and thou gavest it him even length of days forever and ever.
然后呢?
And then?
他因你的救恩大有荣耀。你又将尊荣威严加在他身上，你使他有鸿福，直到永远。
His glory is great in thy salvation, honor and majesty thou hast laid upon him, for thou hast made him most blessed forever.
第二个直到永远。
It is the second point of eternity.
上面就说到，好像是一个生命的到永远。
And it previously said is a life forever and ever.
现在呢就是说到
And now it says
所有的祝福在他身上显出来 又是到永远。
He would be most blessed forever.
啊，然后呢，你再注意。
And then take note.
啊。当神显明这两个永远的时候
When God manifests these two points of eternity forever
如果我们真实的能知道
If we truly know
永远是什么意思
What it truly means about eternity
永远的实际又是什么
And what is the reality of eternity
那简单的话来说
Simply put
永远就是说长
Eternity speaks of
人无限制的可以活到没有终止的界限。
A man will infinitely live endlessly.
那这个才叫做永远。
That is eternity.
你一百岁不是永远。
If you're 100, that is not eternity.
你活到一千岁也不是永远。
Even if you live to 1,000 years old, that is not eternity.
你活到十万岁还不是永远。
Now, even if it was 100,000 years, that is not eternity.
那怎么叫永远呢？
What does it mean for eternity?
你的生命不受限制的那个时候。那个时候就是永远。
When there is no limitation of your life, that is infinite.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
人堕落了以后，这一个指望就停止了。
After man fell, this hope ceased.
因为神的话明明说。
For the word of God clearly said, do not eat of the fruit of that tree.
如果你吃那可树的果子。
For the day you eat of it,
你们都要死。
You shall surely die.
死一来。
And when death comes,
生命就完结了。
Life is put to an end.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神的救恩显出来的时候。
When the salvation of God is manifested,
又把人从那个死亡的里面带进无限的生命。
God brings man from that death into that infinite life.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
说在二十二篇里边一提到神在人工作身上的结果，不是只在眼前，而是连到永远。
Therefore, what is mentioned here is the work of God upon man is not only immediate in what the eye can see, but it brings us into eternity.
那如果蒙神拯救的人他们能掌握这一点。
Now those who are saved by God, if we're able to grasp this point,
这个事情是实在太宝贝了。
Then this is a very precious matter.
因为你就知道我们现在每天的生活。
Then we'll realize each day of our life today.
我们心里所要追求的。
All that we pursue after in our heart.
都会被神自己这个荣耀的安排。
Will be drawn by such a glorious arrangement of God that will constrain us.
那我们读约翰一书的时候
So when we read 1 John,
我们常常用那些话来提醒我们
Many times we use those words to remind us.
不要爱世界和世界上的事
Do not love the world or the things of the world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father, the love for the Father is not in him.
这个话说来蛮好听的。
And these words are very easy to speak.
但是当我们实际要活进这个里面的时候，你发觉我们没有条件。
But if we were to live in these words in reality, practically, we are not qualified to do so.
你说不要爱世界。
You say do not love the world.
我们的感觉就是世界那么可爱，你不爱世界还找什么？
Now feeling would be the world is so lovely. If we do not love this world, what are we seeking after?
但是主告诉我们。
But the Lord tells us.
不要爱世界。
Do not love the world.
为什么？
Why?
因为当你爱世界的时候。
Because when you love the world.
神的爱在你身上就是受了限制。
Then the love of God upon you will be limited.
你就没有办法能进到那个无限的永远丰富和荣耀。
It will hinder us from entering into that infinite glory and infinite richness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
二十二篇一再的提到神在我们身上所做的工是直到永远。
Repeatedly, this psalm tells us the work of God upon us enters into eternity.
什么时候我们能脱离 这个时间给加给我们的限制。
And whenever we're delivered from the limitations that is put upon us by time,
我们是找着神纪念我们的那一个目的了。
We're able to grab hold of and find that purpose which God remembers us.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那怎么能有这样的一个实际显在我们身上？
How then would such a reality be manifested upon us?
21篇给我们又看到另一方面的。
Then Psalm 21 also shows us the other aspect.
我们在地上所遭遇的各种各样的事。
All that we encounter throughout the earth.
这个是属灵征战里头所一定会发生的。
These are events that surely will take place in spiritual warfare.
那属灵的征战是什么回事呢？
And what is spiritual battle?
从表面的现象来说，我们可以用好多方面来留意它。
On the surface, we can take note of spiritual warfare from many angles.
但是归总起来的时候，只有一件事。
But when we summarize and conclude, there's only one point.
什么事呢？
What is that?
神造人的目的刚才已经说过了。
We have already mentioned the very purpose of God's creation of man.
属灵的征战是什么呢？
What is spiritual warfare?
就是神的对头，要做各种各样的事情，来把神的，寻求神的人，或是说靠近神的人，脱离与神的连结。
That is the adversary of God will use all means to hinder those who draw near to God, to draw them away to be united with God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神说出。
God says.
他赏赐给人的那些都是到永远的。
What he has given unto man is everlasting.
那然后神怎么的把这个直到永远的加给仰望等候他的人呢？
How does God add on this matter of eternity upon those who look and wait upon him? We thank the Lord.
22篇也就指出一个秘诀来。
It also tells us the secret in the psalm.
那个秘诀是什么？
What is the secret?
要让我们跟随主的人认识一件事。
It is for us who follow the Lord to know one thing.
在属灵的征战里头，你千万不要出头。
That is in spiritual warfare. Be careful not to depend upon yourself.
你要让神站在你的前面。
But allow for God to stand before you.
你要让神亲自伸手去对付那一些仇敌。
That we must allow for God to put forth His own hand to deal with the enemy.
因为在属灵的征战的里边。
For in spiritual battle.
能叫神的对头服了下来。
Only God can allow for the enemy to be defeated.
而不是人的技巧、能力、知识和权柄。
It is not by man's own might or strength or strategy or our own way.
我们永远没有办法越过仇敌的那一种影响和限制。
Now, forever, we are not able to overcome the impact and influence of the enemy.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主说你们做不到的事我能做。
The Lord himself said, what you cannot do, I am able.
啊，你们要让我来替你们对付仇敌。
That you must allow for me to handle the enemy.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主虽然在圣经里头没有用着这样的话说的那么清楚。
Even though the Lord did not use these very specific words to tell us in the scriptures.
但是神说出他要承担我们的难处，要解决我们的难处，要救我们脱离一切的难处，这些话神就说了好多遍。
But God himself has said repeatedly, he will bear the responsibility of our hardship, he will handle our hardships, and he will deliver us from our hardships.
我们感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
所以在上面。
So when we read on,
在当中的时候就已经先提出来，但在下面就指出了神亲手来对付仇敌。
Even in the midst of the passage, God speaks of that, but at the end, it tells us God Himself will deal with the enemy.
啊，第七节，我念念的字句。
I'll read it, verse 7.
王依靠耶和华，因为至高者的慈爱必不摇动。
For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved.
你的手要收出你的一切仇敌，你的右手要收出那些恨你的人。你反怒的时候，要杀他们，如同在炎热的火炉中。耶和华要在他的震怒中吞灭他们，那火要把他们烧尽了。
We have read verses 8 and 9.
弟兄姊妹很清楚知道，神是宣告这样的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we know clearly that God Himself declares this.
在属灵的征战里面
，in spiritual battle，
只有神自己才可以制服那个仇敌，神的对头。
Only God Himself can subdue, conquer the enemy, His adversary.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么，然后就说到一件事。
And then it tells us.
21篇最末了的那里
The last verse of Psalm 21.
耶和华啊，愿你因自己的能力显为至高，这样我们就唱诗歌颂你的大能。
Be thou exalted, O Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power.
这里说到神的完全的得胜。
Here it speaks of his complete victory.
当神显明他的作为的时候
And when God manifests his work,
一切叫人离弃神的事物都在神的面前给挪掉
All that will hinder us to depart away from God, all those matters, hindrances will be removed.
因为没有任何的能力要超越过神的本身
Because there is no power, no strength that can surpass God himself.
那我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
从21篇的里边，神借着这一些的交通出来的话，来显明神自己的心意。
From Psalm 21, God himself will manifest to us his own heart's desire.
神是扶持人的神。
God is one who sustains, supports man.
神是拯救人的神。
He is a God who will deliver man.
神是没有保留自己，也要把人从一切的恶势力的里边拯救出来的。
And God will not withhold himself, but he will be the one who will deliver us from all the power of darkness.
那这样的一个好像是神的宣告。借着大卫这两篇诗篇摆出来了。
And such is the declaration of God through David through these two psalms.
一摆出来的时候，我们就看到了。
And when it's placed forth, we're able to see.
和神永远的旨意连上了。
It is connected with that eternal will of God.
但是接着我们就要留意了。
Then we have to continue to take note.
神是公义圣洁的神。
God is a holy and righteous God.
神怎么能把这样的事情做得完成了。
How is God able to complete such a task?
人堕落。
Man fell.
万有都失去了。
And all have fallen.
站在神那边的那种光景。
And it has been, standing outside of the condition which God desires.
怎么能把他们扭转过来回到神的面前
How can this condition be reversed then and be brought back into God's presence?
如果神只是用他的能力来做成这一件事
If God himself only will do this according to his own might, his power
那神的公义就受了亏损
Then the righteousness of God will be shortchanged
如果神不完全解决这些难处
If God does not completely deal all this hardship that is before us,
肯定一件事情，人是没办法脱离。
If God does not handle this, then for sure, man would not be able to be delivered from the accusation of the enemy.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我们在往前读的时候
when we continue forward,
你就读出了。
We will see that.
神怎么可以把人做一个整个的那个挽回？
How God himself will complete that perfect restoration.
二十二篇
Psalm 22
说的严格一点，那是神借着大卫的这一个诗篇来预先启示神的受膏者挽回人的那个经历。
Very strictly speaking, God is using the Psalm of David, Psalm 22, to prophesy of God's anointed, how he has used his experience to bring back God's will.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神挽回人是神的心意。
It is God's desire to reconcile man.
但是神挽回人，神要付代价。
And God himself have to pay the cost to reconcile man.
如果神付不出那个代价。
And if God is not able to pay that cost,
神那个挽回也就没有路线出来。
There is no channel, no way for that reconciliation.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
但神在那里说到他怎么来要恩待人的时候，
When God himself says how he will deal graciously with man,
他没有隐藏他要付的代价。
He did not hide from us the cost that will cost him.
那所以我们读到二十二篇的时候，
So when we read Psalm 22,
比如说 你又不得花太大的思考。
We don't need to give too much thought into it.
你不能掌握到一个事实。
Very easily we're able to grasp the fact.
那是十字架的经历。
And that is the experience of the cross.
是神的儿子走过十字架的那个道路的经历。
It is the Son of God himself and his experience of the way of the cross.
那个时候虽然实质上的道路还没有显明。
Even though at that time, the way of the cross has not been made evident.
但是借着大卫在神的启示里头所领会的。
But through David and the revelation given unto David, what he understands.
那当然他这个启示也不是没有一点根据的。
Of course, even this revelation given unto David has its foundation.
那是根据大卫大半生的时间都是在困扰里面走过来的。
It is founded upon all the experience throughout David, how he himself have gone through distress and adversity throughout his life.
那在对付哥利亚以后，
After he dealt with Goliath,
大卫是经历到扫罗的逼迫。
David experienced the persecution of Saul.
扫罗对他的逼迫，逼迫到一个地步，他在以色列地可以说是无地藏身。
The persecution of Saul daily upon David was to a point that you can say he had nowhere to hide himself in the land of Israel.
结果呢，一再地跑到非利士人的地方。
So repeatedly he hid himself in the land of the Philistines.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神说你回去。
God says you return.
这个不是你停留的地方。
This is not the place you're to remain.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
大卫按照神的心意脱离了。
David, according to the will of God, heart of God, departed.
以后又碰到自己的儿子作反。
Later on, he would face the rebellion of his own son.
当然这一个问题就更复杂了。
Of course, that is a much more complex issue.
他要离开耶路撒冷，要跑到河东的地方去。
David had to depart from Jerusalem and go to the east of the river Jordan.
因为他碰到一个问题。
Because he encountered this problem.
表面上是亚撒龙的问题。
On the surface, it seems an issue of Absalom.
实际上是十二个支派都反对他的问题。
But in fact, it is an issue of all the 12 tribes that are against him.
在这样的光景的底下。
And in that condition.
你怎么能再回到耶路撒冷呢？
How can he return once again to Jerusalem? But we thank the Lord.
在主自己的管理的底下。
Under the sovereignty of God.
大卫是经过许多的困扰。
David went through much affliction.
但是他还是回到耶路撒冷。
Yet he returns again to Jerusalem.
坐在以色列的宝座上。
And he is seated on the throne of Israel again.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一些的经历对大卫来说是非常难以承担的难处。
All such experiences as for David himself, it is one he cannot bear.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这些难处的背后的那个原因是大卫在神面前得身高的。
It is the reason behind those afflictions that is a foundation for David, why God exalted him. But not only for David's sake.
神是借着大卫这个经历来预先宣告 神的儿子怎么来成就神的永远的旨意。
It is through David's own experience God uses David to proclaim how his son is to complete his eternal purpose.
如果我们只是看到20跟21篇, 我们就说神啊你要这样说话, 你当然可以说到声音好大了。
Now, if we only read Psalm 20 and 21, we could say, God, if you're to do this, you can say it very loudly.
因为你已经告诉人说你的说话就是那个传柄。
That is because, God, your word is power, and you can say, and it is done.
光是说话就显出传柄。
If you only will exert your authority by your speech, that is not true authority. But true authority is manifested in action. And in fact, that can substantially defeat the evil one. But we thank the Lord.
主跟人借着大卫宣告了 这个十字架的道路以后,
After God proclaimed through David the way of the cross,
他自己亲自在那里走过十字架的路程, 来向人显明他的拯救的稳固与可靠。
It is he himself who have gone through the way of the cross to manifest the fact that his salvation is sure and it is trustworthy. Many times we have this misconception. Perhaps we would have this misconception. God has divided his salvation work in two periods, the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在旧约的时候,神是恩待以色列人,但是需要以色列人 要负起一些个跟随主的那一个责任。
That is, in the Old Testament, God will bless Israel, but they have to bear the responsibility with actions to follow the Lord.
我们在新约里边的人实在是蒙福。
And for us, in the New Testament, we are truly blessed.
神没有要求我们像旧约那样子做这做那。 做得毫无瑕疵了,然后神说,我愿让你。
God did not require us as of the Old Testament. You have to do this and that without any blemish. Then we're acceptable to God.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
主把救恩赏给新约里头的人,弟兄姊妹们心里头都明白。
When God has given us salvation in the New Testament, brothers and sisters, we all understand in our heart.
这是十字架的工程。
That is the complete finished work of the cross and the result which it has brought forth.
那现在我们读到22篇的时候,你就看到主怎么走过这个十字架的路程。
So when we read Psalm 22, we're able to see how the Lord himself has gone through the way of the cross.
因为第22篇一开始,弟兄姊妹们,你对那几句话很熟悉。
For the very beginning of Psalm 22, our words were very, very familiar with.
为什么那么不熟悉呢?
Why are we so familiar with them?
因为我们相信我们读经都是从读新约开始。
Because when we start to read the Bible, we start reading from the New Testament.
你会看到新约里面有好几个地方都提到这个事。
And when we read the New Testament, there are many passages that refer to this experience.
当然不止单单这一件事。
Of course, not only this experience.
不过这件事是很吸引着我们去注意的。
But this is a very captivating event that captures our attention.
弟兄姊妹注意22篇第一节怎么说。
Brothers and sisters, take note of the first verse in Psalm 22.
我的神,我的神,为什么离弃我?
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
为什么远离不救我?
Why art thou so far from helping me?
开头三句,
These first three sentences.
你在哪里碰过他?
When we have encountered these words.
你在四福音里面就碰过他。
We can see them in the four Gospels.
谁在说的？
Who says these words?
主不在说的。
It is the Lord himself.
在什么地方说呢？
Where did he say these words?
在十字架上。
He uttered these words on the cross.
十字架对我们来说，今天是说，他是给我们恩典的那个源头。
As far as we are concerned, the cross to us is the source of his blessing.
但叫十字架成为我们蒙恩的源头呢？
But in order for the cross to be the source of our blessing,
是谁付出代价的结果？
Who is it that paid the price and completed this work?
从我们眼睛看得见的就是主自己。
From our visible eyes, we say it is the Lord himself.
从整个事情的安排和带出结果是神的本身。
From the arrangement of this and the result of this, we say it is God himself who planned.
那怎么安排呢？
How did he plan?
怎么定规呢？
How did he determine?
定规的一个定规里头所要求到一个地步。
He had planned to have such a requirement.
父和子的关系受了折损。
That the relationship between God the Father and God the Son has been broken.
我们弟兄姊妹都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all know.
主是父怀里的独生子。
That the Lord is the only begotten Son in the bosom of God the Father.
从永远到永远。
From everlasting to everlasting.
没有停止过交通。
The Father and the Son.
也没有停止过亲近。
Never ceased their fellowship, has always been together.
但是有一天。
But one day.
神的儿子。在神面前呼求说
The Son of God cried before God the Father.
我的神啊我的神啊为什么离弃我
my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
为什么父要把他儿子放在一个不再给照顾的那种光景里
Why did God the Father put his son in a condition where no longer he is looked upon or cared for?
这个是十字架的救恩所必须要走过的路程
This is a journey, the way of the cross that he must trod upon.
不然的话
Otherwise,
神的圣洁在哪里显得出来
Where is the holiness of God that will be manifested?
神的公义怎么可以显得出来
Where is the righteous demand of God that will be manifested?
如果神的公义和圣洁得不到满足
If the righteous requirement and the holy demand of God is not met,
神的恩典流出是没有出口。
There is no outlet for the grace of God to flow.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神要让他的恩典找到出口。
God has to find an outflow for his grace.
他必须付上这一个代价。
He must pay this cost.
让他的儿子站在众人的地位上面来承担神对人堕落迷失的追讨
So that he must allow for his son to stand in the position of man of all men to be the chastening of all our going astray. 新约圣
经里头没有完全把诗篇经里的话说得清楚。
Now, the New Testament did not clearly say all of these words in Psalm 22.
只是把最重要的那一句话摆了出来
but only recorded the most important words.
我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？
That is my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
父怎么会离弃他的儿子？
How is it the father will depart, forsaken his son?
我们都知道那个原因。
We know the very reason.
但是我们并不是付代价的人。
But we are not the one paying the price.
所以在我们接受救恩的时候，我们是欢欢喜喜的。
So when we receive salvation, we receive it gladly, rejoicingly.
我们是很少会纪念到，当我们承受救恩的时候，神的儿子为我们付出了多少
Very seldom do we recall the very price the Son of God had to pay for our salvation.
没有一件事情是叫神儿子觉得那么难受的。
There is no other matter that will cause such agony and anguish for the Son of God.
当然也是叫父觉得难受的。
Of course, it is just as painful for the Father.
那是什么
What is that?
神和他怀里的独生子的分离。
That is the separation of God and his only begotten in his bosom.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
现在在22篇里头就给我们遇到这样的事了。
So now in Psalm 22, we encounter this.
他说神啊神啊 为什么离弃我？
He says, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
说了很多的话。
And he's spoken much.
比这还有一些话。
And there are other words.
就是说到在没有钉上十字架的时候，主在他父面前曾经有所祈求过。
And even before he was on the cross, it speaks of his seeking of the Lord.
最低限度弟兄姊妹都可以记得。
At least, brothers and sisters, we recall.
在钉十字架以前的克西马尼。
Even before he was on the cross, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主向父求了多少次？
How many times did the Lord besought the Father?
三次。
Three times.
神啊，这杯如果能离开我，求你离开。
Now, Father, if thou will, this cup will depart from me.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主说，
the Lord
不要根据我的意思，
not according to my will, but according to thy will.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
当主在钉十字架以前所碰到的这样的一件事，
even before our Lord was crucified on the cross, he encountered this matter.
那 好像这里第二节所说的，
it seems as here in verse 2,
我对神啊，我白日呼求，你不应允，夜间呼求，并不住声。
Oh my God, I cried in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent.
为什么我向你这样仰望和等候，你没有回应呢？
Why is it when I besought thee in this way, you did not answer?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的话在这里给了答案。
The Lord's words here give us the answer.
但你是圣洁的。
But thou art holy.
是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel.
这里说出什么？
What does this tell?
当然那个是十字架经历里面所带出来的。
Of course this is brought out by the experience of the cross.
但是表达出一个什么属灵的意义呢？
But what is the spiritual meaning that is expressed here?
只有领受恩典的人才懂得这一个事实。
It is only those who are recipients of grace would know, taste this fact.
是神用他的儿子做代价来显明神是圣洁的神。
That is, God have used his own son as the price to manifest the fact that he is a holy God.
神是以属他的人的赞美为宝座的。
And it is the praises of those who belong to him that will establish his throne.
因为只有属他的人才看见神付出这一个代价是什么样的代价。
For only those who belong to him realize what a great price this price is.
如果你要说到主自己的本身，
If we say the Lord himself,
你留意到一个很叫主心里头最难受的是什么？
What is the most searing pain in the heart of the Lord?
头一件是与父分离。
The first is the separation with God the Father.
第二件是叫他把生命的主的这一个事实暂时的在他身上而已。
The second is to remove temporarily the fact that he himself is the Lord of life.
如果他一直要维持着我是生命的源头，
If he is to hold on to the fact that he is the source of life,
我的生命能丢弃？
How can I give up my life?
啊，如果能丢弃我的生命，那我还有什么可以清楚地摆在人的面前叫他认识我是生命的源头。
If I was to lay aside the fact that I am the source of life, how can I cause others to realize this fact that I am life itself?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你留意到主在接受十字架的时候，
When our Lord accepted the cross,
连他是生命的主的实际他都隐藏起来。
Even the reality of the fact that he is the Lord of life, he himself lay down and hid.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
啊，我们如果再往十字架那个道路的经历上面去注意，
If we continue to take note of the way of the cross here,
你可以从二十二篇里边看到，主在地上上十字架的那一段日子，所有的经历 都在这里给预言出来。
We're able to see then the way of the cross throughout all of our Lord's experience, even how he trod before he was on the cross is all listed here.
当他这样来打开人和神那一个交通的同时
It is in this way how he opened that way of fellowship for man to God.
他自己所忍受的那个讥笑辱骂
All the mocking and all the scorn and all the curses he bore was extremely heavy.
这里说的怎么说呢
What does it say here?
这里说我们的祖宗 第四节那刻我们的祖宗在神面前所走过的路程全都是蒙恩的
And this is the path of all our forefathers how they trusted in you and you deliver them
但是现在我站这个人的地位来到父神的面前要仰望恩典
But now when I stand in the position of man before God to look for your grace
但是好像你完全听不到好像
I cry unto you and you hear not.
为什么神呢我向你有所求有所要你完全把我拒绝在门外。
When I cry unto you and besought you, I was confounded and I was rejected.
这里有几句话好沉重的。
There are heavy words here.
如果我们里面有那样的感觉我们实在没有办法不服下来在神面前时刻的来敬拜神。
If we are moved, then there is not a moment that we would not prostrate to worship him.
虽然 这里所提到的是那个预言预表
Even though what is mentioned here is a type and is prophecy.
但是神说出主说出大卫替主说出他里头的感觉
But it is David who speaks forth the feeling of our Lord himself.
你们到神面前是人
And when you come before God as man,
神纪念你们
God remembers you.
但是我现在如是连人都不如
But I am not even as man.
怎么会连人都不如呢
Why is it? I'm no man.
因为我是虫
For I am a worm.
我不是人
And no man.
弟兄姊妹这说出什么
Brothers and sisters, what does this speak of?
神为着神的儿子为着带出救恩他连自己毫无保留的交出来
The Son of God in order to bring forth salvation gave forth himself fully without any withholding
他说我是虫不是人
He says but I am a worm and no man
当然我们不大容易了解这个话
Of course it is not easy for us to understand such words
但是如果弟兄们能记得
But if you recall brothers and sisters
他是神的儿子
He is the Son of God
如今在人的中间成为最卑微的人
But now he is in the midst of man as the lowliness of man
啊这样的一个降低
Such a condensation
一个降的无可降低了
How he lowered himself that he cannot go any lower
弟兄们你记得主跟门徒说到天上的飞鸟有窝地上的狐狸有洞
If you recall our Lord says to his disciples the birds have nests and the foxes have holes
但是人子在地上连枕头的地方都没有
But yet the son of man have nowhere to lay his head
弟兄姊妹当我们接触到主这样的一个心思的时候
Brothers and sisters when we encounter such a heart of the Lord himself
代价付到一个怎么低的地步
Then we will come to realize what a great cost our Lord himself had to pay
卑微到最低最低的时候还不停在那里
That he lowered himself to the very lowest and yet it did not stop there
人还要把他钉在十字架
That man would still would crucify him on the cross
弟兄姊妹你就看到这样的一件事
You will see such a matter
钉在十字架上还已经可以说是在人中间最大的羞辱了。
It is already of great shame for one to be crucified on the cross.
但是神的儿子当时所接受的那个羞辱呢，比人最中间最大的羞辱 还要大。
Yet what the Son of God endured on the cross, the shame is even greater than any man bore on the cross.
我们读四福音的时候，我们都晓得。
When we read the four Gospels, we all know.
当主挂在木头上，上神。有所依靠仰望的时候
When our Lord was hung on the cross and he looked upon to God for to look cry out to God
人怎么对他说话
What did man say to him
这里就把他们说的话必先宣告出来
And so here it first proclaims to us prophesies to us the words they shouted
第七节
Verse 7
凡看见我的都嗤笑我他们撇嘴摇头说他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧？耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧
？All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake their head, saying, "He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him."
这是不是四福音上头所记录下来的
？Are those not the words that are recorded in the four Gospels?
但是这个话什么时候最先说出来
？But when are these words first spoken?
不是主在十字架上的时候说出来。
It was not spoken when our Lord was on the cross.
是在主钉十字架以前的时候，就借着诗篇大卫的话。启示发表出来。
But these words were long uttered in the Psalms through the mouth of David that they were revealed and prophesied and uttered.
接下去一直就说那些事情，就是主在十字架里头所承担的里里外外的那一个难处。
And when we continue on, it tells us completely of the experience of our Lord on the cross, within and without, all his experiences.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
你特别再留意一件事。
We take note of another matter.
留意的哪件事情。
What issue is that here?
第十六节。
Verse
16. 肥类围着我，恶胆怀扰我。他们砸了我的手我的脚我的骨头都能数算过他们瞪着眼看着我头一件事情
The first point here For dogs have compassed me The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me They pierced my hands and my feet I may tell all my bones They look and stare upon me
这里什么都没有说
It doesn't say much here.
但是说出了十字架的形象。
But it speaks of the very image of the cross.
当主挂在十字架上的时候。
When our Lord was hung on the cross.
人钉了他的手。
When they pierced at his hand.
人钉了他的脚。
And his feet.
人甚至扎了他的腰。
And even pierced his side.
弟兄姊妹们，
老早
在诗篇二十二篇就给我们发表了。
Long before this was fully expressed to us in the Psalms.
还不止这样。
Not only this.
连还细微的事情都在那里摆出来。
Even in very minor detail, it is listed.
说到主钉十字架以后。
That is after our Lord was crucified.
钉钉怎么对付他呢
How did the soldiers deal with him?
连他的衣服都研究来拿走。
They parted his garments and cast lots for his vesture. In other words.
我们的主是乐到一个完全赤身露体的那种光景。
Our Lord was in the condition where he was completely naked.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, this is the Son of God.
怎么会到了这样的一个地步呢
？How would he be in such a condition?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主甘愿这样走过来。
The Lord willingly go on this way.
因为他看见。
Because he saw.
他不这样走的话。
If he did not go on this way.
神的恩典流不出去。
There is no outflow for the grace of God.
他这样走的话。
When he went this way.
他自己虽然要承担了许多。
Though he himself bore much.
但是释放了全人类。和全宇宙
but has delivered and set free all of man and the universe.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
这里虽然是把十字架的那个经历预先说明的那么清楚。
Even though here it depicts so clearly the experience of the cross for us.
但是我想请弟兄姊妹特别注意。
But brothers and sisters.
也不是大卫的经历。
Take note of this experience of David.
大卫没有这样的经历。
David did not experience such an experience.
大卫的心情里面也许能体会 这样的经历。
Perhaps in his emotion, David is able to experience.
但是他实际是没有这个经历。
And understand this, but he himself did not go through this.
但是借着大卫的口。
But now through the mouth of David.
借着大卫在地上的时候，经历过许许的难处，来带出十字架上的痛苦。
Through all the affliction, the stress which David have experienced, it brings forth here the pain, the suffering of the cross.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
是因着主这样的付出。
Because our Lord gave himself in this way.
在人的中间有了出路。
So there is an outflow for the grace of God to man.
所以引出什么呢？
So what does it bring forth?
22篇最末后的那一段的话。
It is the last words here in the Psalm.
他一段话是什么？
And what are these words?
那一段话很有意思。
These words are very meaningful.
可以说是十字架的救赎所引出的结果。
We can say this is the fruit, the result that is brought forth by the cross.
所以22节那里就说了。
So verse 22 says.
这是22篇的22节。
That is Psalm 22, verse 22.
我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。你为敬畏耶和华的人要赞美他。雅各的后裔都要荣耀他，以色列的后裔都要惧怕他，因为他没有藐视真恶受苦的人，也没有向他们掩面。那受苦之人的呼吁的时候，他就垂听。我在大会中赞美你的话，是从你而来的。我要在敬畏耶和华的面前还我的愿。整段的话是说出，也许当时大卫在启示里头领会到神的儿子所做所引出他在神面前的一个反应。
The result we just read from Psalm 22 verses 22 to 25 perhaps in what is revealed to David it is his response to the revelation which he has been given to utter forth this praise back to God.
尤其在这段话的里面很隐约的说出教会要被建立的那一个预告。
It is also a proclamation beforehand, very hiddenly, of the establishment of the church.
那是22节。
Verse 22.
我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。
I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation will I praise you. My brethren.
谁是我的弟兄？
Who are my brethren?
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
是福音里头给了我们答案。
The answer is given us in the four Gospels.
主对玛利亚在复活以后所说的话，就把这个话摆出来了。
And the words which the Lord said to Mary after he was risen tells us these words.
过去跟随他的人是门徒。
And all those who followed him previously are disciples.
现在跟随他的人都成了弟兄。
He says, go tell my brethren.
我们不知道主的救赎把我们人升高到一个什么地步。
We do not fully realize how greatly He has exalted us in His salvation. We thank the Lord.
赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
因为这个就是比撒这么后的一句话，是这段话说到人和神的关系恢复完全。
The words here tells us the full restoration of the relationship of man to God.
显明神的国度在人的中间有可以彰显出来。
To manifest the fact now there is the outflow of the kingdom of God to be revealed amongst men.
因为27节弟兄姊妹你很清楚地看到地的四极都要想念耶和华。并且归顺他，列国的万族都要在你的面前敬拜，因为国权是耶和华的，他是管理万国的，地上一切丰肥的人必吃喝而敬拜。
We have read from verse 27 to verse 29.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看到。
Brothers and sisters, we see clearly.
这是国度的显出。
This is the manifestation of the kingdom.
但是不只是停在国度里。
But it does not only remain in the kingdom.
而是到万有里。
But also into eternity.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
所以再说，因为国权是耶和华的，他是管理万国的的地上一切丰肥的必切合敬拜。
So it continues on to verse 28, for the kingdom is of the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations, and all that be fed upon the earth shall eat and worship.
很明显的三十节里面再提到一件事。
Very clearly, verse 30 mentions one thing.
他必有后裔侍奉他。
A seed shall serve him.
这个他是谁？
Who is he?
你留意的话，你知道是说到上面经过十字架的那一位。
This he speaks of the one, the very one who have experienced the experience of the cross previous to this.
他也必有后裔侍奉他，主所行的事必全以后的。
A seed shall serve him; it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation.
他们必来把他的公义传给将要生的民，言明这事是他所行的。
They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born that he have done this.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
大卫说这些诗篇的话的时候，人都不知道什么叫做永远。
When David spoke these psalms, man does not even know, have an inkling of what eternity is.
神人也不知道神将来的国度显明还要带进新天新地。
Man does not even realize that when the kingdom of God is to appear, it will also lead to new heaven and new earth.
然后带进一个光景，人和神万物与神进回到那个完全和睦的地步。
That it will bring to a condition man reconciled to God, all things reconciled to God.
我们感谢主。
That it will be completely one and harmonious.
说到弥赛亚的一些启示。
We praise and thank the Lord. These Psalms tells us the revelation of the Messiah.
我想弟兄姊妹们能在其中你看到旧约和新约的那一个关系。
I believe brothers and sisters from it were able to see the relationship between the old and the new covenant.
而不是旧约就是旧约，新约是新约。
It is not that the Old Testament is the Old Testament and the New Testament is the New Testament.
旧约是宣告神要做的事。
The Old Testament proclaims what God will do.
新约是成就神所要做的事。
And the New Testament completes which God has proclaimed.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那现在
，Now，
你就知道诗篇二十三篇要说什么。
We can realize then what Psalm 23 will tell us.
二十三篇可以说是就大卫的祷告来发表神对人的心愿。
We can say the 23rd Psalm through the prayer of David expresses God's desire for man.
然后人就抓住神的心愿来在神面前有更深的寻求。
That when man is able to take hold and grab hold of this desire of God for man, we are able to seek further, seek him further.
当然主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们上礼拜要看二十三篇。
Next week we'll look into the 23rd Psalm.
我们在其中然后再看神怎么把我们带进恩典的深处。
And then we will further see how God is to lead us to the depths of his grace.
但是今天晚上那三篇是神把十字架的道路摆明在我们面前。
The three Psalms we looked at today clearly places for us the way of the cross.
二十三篇就是神借着十字架的经历把他的恩典倾倒在人的中间。
The 23rd Psalm tells us through the way of the cross how God will pour forth his grace upon man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们同有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.Lord, we thank thee.
主啊，但愿你借着圣灵的开始，将让我们把你从前上人所存的意念明白过来。
Lord, through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, you allow for us to understand your spoken word.
感谢主，借着十字架的工作， 把我们这些远离神的人带回神的家族。
Lord, we thank and praise you for the work of the cross. You have brought us who are far away from God back home.
你显明你是乐意恩待人的神。
And you manifest you're a God who is willing.
代价是你付了。
To be gracious to man, you pay the price.
恩典是我们去承受。
And we have received the grace.
但愿主给我们更多的认识恩典和赐恩的主。
Help us to know more of your grace, and you are the giver of all grace.
像我们前面是奔跑的路，肯定了你是我们的目的。
So that as we trot the path ahead, we will be assured that you are our goal.
维持我们一直到见你面的时候，都不甘心离开你的道路。
Sustain us until we see you face to face, that no time are we willing to depart away from your path.
荣耀要归给你。
May all glory be done.
感谢祝福归给仰望等候你的人。
And praises and thanks, blessings upon those who wait upon you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.